I love Thanksgiving. I really love Thanksgiving. It has everything. It has food, family, and football. I mean, what more could any boy ask for? It has families coming together, okay, sometimes full contact, just like the football. Family, we get very romantic about family, but family is like nature. It's wonderful, it can be romantic, and it can be really tough, too. But it's a time that we come together in our similarities and our differences with our histories of loving, of fighting, of not being able to tell the difference between the two, because some people make contact with raised voices. And that's all part of what is Thanksgiving and what it is to be together, to conjure up out of the past the ghosts, the happy ghosts, the angry ghosts of childhood with the smell of turkey. If a little single Madeleine cookie could send off into 11 volumes in remembrance of things past, turkey and dressing and however your family does it with its own peculiarities is a way to bring back the past and to place us in a story. Because Thanksgiving, very much as I talked about the election, Thanksgiving is communion. It is our national and, in a sense, our secular communion, where in our various homes and in our various groups, we come together to share the magic of food. And just like a Passover Seder, as well as a Christian communion, the food itself tells the story. The food is symbolic, and it is a remembrance of our story. And the pilgrim story is our story, even if our ancestors did not come over on the Mayflower. Even if our ancestors came over in the 18th or 19th or 20th or even 20th, well, your ancestors wouldn't have come here in the 21st century, but some of your family could have come over in the 21st century. And we are part of a long story, and the American story is our story whenever we arrived. All of the greatness and all of the tragedies. It's our story, the Constitutional Convention and the enslavement of people of color, the persecutions and the liberations, the ignorance and the teaching, the learning and the invincible ignorance that just would not learn. The voyage that we are on is a unique national voyage, and yes, there is football, and yes, occasionally some feuding, but Thanksgiving is really about giving thanks. I was only mildly panicked when I was afraid that Brad was going to do my entire sermon, because there is so much to be grateful for, not simply, although certainly including the happy circumstances of the placement of our planet. Had it been in a different location, there might be life, but we would look somewhat different were we to be living on a gaseous giant. We'd be really probably very flat. But life happens. Life happens everywhere. In the steam vents at the bottom of the oceans, there's bacteria. But for us to be us, here together in this moment, is something for which to be just gloriously grateful. And I think it's trans-denominational and it's trans-religious. I don't need a theology. I don't need to believe or disbelieve in any particular kind of divinity or of natural law in order to just look at the universe in its vastness, to look at the fact that I can look, to be aware that there is so much out there in that universe, that there is time beyond our ability to imagine it. There is space being defined by it, by matter as it rushes off in its own journey, that we can only capture the idea of and not the reality. There's existence. Most of us, as argumentative as we are, and maybe in the talk back, someone will take me on, most of us will agree that we exist. There is something here when there... Now I've got people thinking, well, how am I going to do this? That there is something here and we don't know why, we don't know how, and that's neither a scientific nor a religious contradiction. The philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein said it is not how the world is that is mysterious, it is that it is. How is the scientific question that we have to search for answers for? But that we exist is just a hallelujah moment. A moment when we just look up at the sky and go, there's a sky, and there is an eye to look, and there is a we to share in this voyage. And that is a wow, a hallelujah, a recognition at some point in this journey that it's time to just notice the everyday miracle of life and give thanks. In the heart of the Jewish ceremonies is a prayer called the Shehecheyanah, which basically says, thanks for creating us, whatever you are, for sustaining us and bringing us to this moment. And what a moment, and what a time to give thanksgiving. There is so much for which I am personally grateful. Doesn't mean that I don't kvetch and complain and cry and shake and fear, as well as wonder and celebrate. As Rick Maston, our troubadour of Unitarian Universalism, says, without the dark there is no light. If nothing's wrong, then nothing's right. We have all of these things in our lives and in our nation, but there are, with all of the problems of life, with all of the fears, with all of the problems that America has, we are just pretty lucky. Everybody in this room won the lottery. That may be news to some of you, but you all won the lottery. You were not born in some horrible, tragic place, or you're not living in that place now. You were not born as an eggplant or beet or avocado or a farm animal. You were born as a human being with possibilities of growth, with possibilities of wonder, of inspiration, and with possibilities to knowledgeably make a difference in the world, to see the things that are right and celebrate them, and to see the things that are wrong and engage them. I am deeply grateful to be an American, to have the privilege of being an American. And one of those privileges has been that I feel so lucky to have been able to look at problems, at segregation, at hatred, at war, and to take to the streets and protest. I say without irony that one of the great blessings of America is to be able to tell America when you think America is wrong, and to have the modesty that I could be wrong also, and America can tell me when it thinks I'm wrong. But it is a mostly as civil a conversation as our conversations of family at the table at Thanksgiving. It can get loud, it can get heated, but how many countries will allow someone like me to march, to picket, to write, to preach, if I don't make it too particular and don't mention Doug's name more than twice in a pre-election sermon? You missed those. We're in big trouble. And I, incidentally, one of the things that I'm thankful for is people who have the courage, as Doug Snyder did, to put himself out there in the public arena. And represent what he cares about and believes. It's not about winning. I do not engage the world with the predetermined necessity that I have to win. I engage the world because I have to be authentic. I have to come from my own sense of beliefs and values and manifest them in action. And we're one of the very few places where it is not perfectly, but relatively safe and often applauded. And that's something for which to be deeply thankful. Our pilgrim ancestors gave up a lot. It says in Exodus that the people on the Sinai regretted the flesh pots of Egypt. That when they were wandering in the desert, they asked each other, and mostly Moses, "You know what you're doing? Will you stop and ask for directions? We should have been there by now." And they were hungry, and they were depressed, and it was dangerous, and they didn't live in order to live to be in the promised land. And our pilgrim ancestors left the relative comfort of England and crossed a dangerous ocean and ended up miscalculating their landing spot and getting way north of where they wanted to be in an inhospitable place where over a third of them died in the first year. But like the pilgrims on the Sinai, they did it for the sake of a future. That both stories involved the taking of a promised land with things about which we may not be proud, with parts of the history that are brutal and tragic, with forgetting sometimes the values that inspired the journey. Nonetheless, one of the great messages is that the promised land is a process. It isn't a destination that is ever arrived at. Neither in the crossing the Sinai and crossing the Jordan and going into Canaan, nor crossing the Atlantic was the end of a story. There were mistakes to be made. There were cities to be built. There was a journey to undertake to achieve a dream, in the words of Bradford of the Pilgrim Plymouth Colony, to see a more goodly nation that would fulfill their dreams and to make that nation. We live in a remarkable place, a place that has given us so much freedom, a place where we have elections, mostly pretty fair, little dirty, you feel like taking a shower after you listen to the ads. There is some cheating. That's always been true of every time, of every generation, and in every place that has elections. We do have the unique dedication that even death does not end some people's dedication to the electoral process, and that may be commendable. May not be, but may be. But mostly, even after the dirt, even after the lies and the spinning, even after the terrible fears about cheating and the machinery of the elections, the machinery of democracy mostly works. We have every 2 years somebody who will bring you water when you are choking. And what a wonderful congregation this is. Thank you, Jim. Every 2 years, we get a chance to elect, or just as importantly, diselect a Congress. They gerrymander it, so it's really hard. But when you start noticing enough, when you get mad enough, when it reaches critical mass, the people speak. And what is astounding, the system responds. Maybe it's slow. Maybe it's inefficient. Certainly Winston Churchill was right. This is the worst form of government except for every other. Every 4 years, we elect another president. Or we have another presidential election in any case. And that gives us another opportunity to be involved in a process. And the transitions go okay with courts and with injunctions and with arguing on one occasion or two or three, but without guns, without battalions, without troops surrounding the White House. There has been a peaceful transition of power from regime to regime. That's something remarkable. And that fulfills part of the vision. The pilgrims never dreamed of a country like this. They could not imagine. They could imagine two peoples, the pilgrims and the Indians, maybe getting along for a week or two. They could imagine, maybe there are a couple of Catholics down there, but we don't have to talk to them. They could imagine that there was another branch of Protestantism, but they could never have imagined the various religions and non-religions and groups and peoples and ethnicities and identities that out of many became, if not one homogenized mass, which would be a tragedy, became at least a coalition that mostly and amazingly gets along. It is not that we have terrible problems of class in this country, and we do, that we have terrible problems of inequality of education, and we do. What is remarkable is the amount of change and of progress that we achieve within our own very short lifetimes in this land. And it's remarkable. I can easily become an old fogey and talk about how wonderful those halcyon days of yore were when I was a kid growing up in the 50s. And they really were wonderful halcyon days. And halcyon hadn't even been invented at that point. But they were wonderful days. It was only Milltown. They were the Milltown days of yore, not the halcyon days of yore. They were wonderful days if you were upper middle class white. They weren't necessarily so wonderful if you were black or brown or Asian, if you were gay, if you were far to the left. They were not terribly tolerant times. We have made so much progress. The original promise that was made at Plymouth has not been kept. Those two peoples who came together in peace managed to make it for a week. They didn't fight for a week because they were full. That turkey always had that effect. And they had lobster also, which was considered to be a junk food at that time because it was so plentiful. If they'd only known, they would have frozen it and sold it to the future. So they only got along for a week. But that's how peace is made. Peace is made when you choose not to fight today. Peace is made when you choose just for today not to hate the stranger. When you choose just for today to turn away from the violence, from the rage, from the xenophobia, from all of those things that might automatically trigger us and involve us, and just say, you know something? I can live at peace today. And now I'll give it a try tomorrow and the day after. The great issues that face us are going to move with lightning historic speed, but slowly before our eyes. When I think of the progress that's been made in the acceptance of various religions, there is going to be, at least in the Republican primary, a Mormon who is going to seek the presidency of the United States. That's something that is remarkable. Those of you that read 19th, early 20th century history know how far we have come. That people are having excited dreams about Obama is something that is remarkable within the space of history. It's not a completion. It's not an arrival. But it is a dream that is solidifying out of the ether because people are helping to make their dreams, our dreams of a more goodly nation come true. I give thanks for all of the opportunities that we have. For all of the elections, for all of the disappointments, for all of the challenges, for a nation that may someday understand the celebration of bounty as being enough for all, that learns that communion is not simply what we receive, but what we give to each other and share with each other, and we see in our breads and in each other reason to give thanks that we are not all the same. We do not think the same. We do not look the same. But underneath all of the wonderful diversity of faith and of fate, there is that human spirit that has due to it dignity and acceptance, questioning and guidance, and most importantly, love. And it is for love that we come together at Thanksgiving. Love of life, love of family, love of country, love of each other. And that's enough for which to be thankful on any day.